All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Adult Game Corner with, you guessed it, Being a Dick. We are back and ready to give you some, well...
content.
Yeah, because I was going to say dick. Do you think this class will be as hard as math was? I didn't pay attention during math class. I was trying to sleep through it. I found it hard. Did you notice something different about Kathy? I bet those flyers around campus are getting to her. Yeah, but she's staying confident. She's acting like it doesn't disturb her. That's the way to do it. So what's for today? More work or what? Wanna go back to the seniors that bad, huh? I didn't hate it, but I'd rather do something productive in the mansion today. If you're up for it, you can cover for me. I need the day off. Where are you going? Back home. It's just for the day. I'll be back around 8. Your dad's okay? Yeah, he's fine. Why? I find it a bit weird to leave for home on a Thursday, that's all. Well, we're free tomorrow, and it's my birthday today, so... What? Ass man? It is? Yeah, but it's no big deal. I don't like celebrating it. Hey, happy birthday. Got your pubes yet? Yeah, both of them. Fuck, that was supposed to be a slam at you. Ha, hang in there. Maybe next year. Morning, boys. Seats taken? Nope. It's free. No, I thought I was late. Where's Kathy? Running late, too, probably. I have a question for you. For both of us? Yeah, whatever. I need a selfie with a guy. That's it? No problem. Sucking his tongue. It's the final task on my list. Your list? Aren't you paired up with Ashley? Yeah, fine, our list, though she's not that helpful. So are you up for it? Pass.
Do it.
Do it quickly. It's always quick with you guys. Tongue me. Suck, suck. Thanks. Excuse my tardiness. Haha, tard. Anthony, did you hear it? We'll pick up the pace. Exercises. Now. Oh. Oh. I bet this isn't... I bet they don't do these on Pornhub.
Hold on. We
do they do these on Pornhub when you... I mean, do they...
No.
They okay. Oh, okay.
So where the... I'll go to that.
Well, no. I kind of like to, you know... All I right. mean, yeah, we can
well,
do some.
Do that. No. Look up the thing.
I mean... No, that ain't gonna be it. Oh, we didn't get it. Okay. That's not it.
Golden.
Oh, yeah, I got it. We only got 18. We only got no five-letter words.
Long. L.
Oh, yeah.
Dongle.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Hold on. I know, hold on. I spelled it wrong.
N-G-L-E.
Got all those.
Lodge, L-O-D-G-E. Olden, O-L-D-E-N. Ogled, O-G-L-E-D.
O-G-L-E-D. Oh, Ogled.
Okay. O-D-E. Oh, you already got all the five-letter ones?
Mm-hmm.
Dong. D-O-N-G. Old. O-L-D-E.
I think I did that, but I don't know if I did it with, No.
Noel, N-O-E-L.
Oh, we're gonna try. Nope. Time is ticking.
Loan.
Okay, did it.
You already had that. Ogle, O-G-L-E.
I did that. Oh, no, I didn't. Okay.
Dole, D-O-L-E.
I don't think that'll work. Nope.
Done?
I did that.
Okay. You already cheated.
No,
what
didn't
about
do.
God?
You did, no, I didn't
do that for three.
Oh, yeah. 84. We didn't do very well in this. It's getting hard.
Well, not too bad.
It was harder than usual, again. It wasn't that bad. You were looking at the answers in the back of the book, weren't you? Going home now? In like an hour or so. See you later, bro. I'm not sure if they'll listen to me, but I'll take care of the boys for you. Try to enjoy your birthday. And there he is. You're not easy to run into, you know that? You've been looking for me? You snuck out of class this Monday. Don't leave me with a chance to talk to you. Didn't leave me with a chance to talk to you. Is it about that? I can explain. Oh, shush, it's not about that. Are you free? I'm going back home soon. My train leaves in an hour. This won't take longer than 10 minutes. Maybe 20.
Yes.
Alright, so what's up? Not here. That attitude won't work at this place, mister. What? You're coming with me. As a punishment, you're gonna clean the supply closet. Haha, loser. What was that about? Are you that innocent that you know nothing about sneaking around? What I know is that I'm not cleaning any supply closet. Oh, you'll clean it. After you helped me make a mess in here. Come to mommy, she says. I've been thinking about our adventure this entire week, and I want more of you. Do you want more of mommy? Suck on my tits. Mommy, suck, suck.
Okay.
Are you sure no one will enter? You can never be 100% sure, but teachers stock up on supplies before the start of the semester. And even though I locked the door, we're living on the edge. Does that make you scared? Grinding against you like this, I can't feel anything aside from feeling horny. But it's weird that she chose a public spot when last time was all about secrecy. What changed? Good.
Of course, she jerked him off in the classroom.
Even so, we don't have all the time in the world. Son, put that tongue to good use. Lick, lick. Moans. Fuck, I want you. What are you waiting for, son? Take me. Moans. Yes, let me have it. I've been bad. Punish me, son. Yes, mommy. Let me give it to you. Moans. I remember your endurance from last time. Which of the times? Haha, it doesn't matter. We need to speed up. But boy, I do wish we had the luxury to repeat our last escapade. Moans. Fucks me. Fuck me, son. Must sound like one of those foreign guys. Fucks me, son. Yes, like that. You're hitting the right spot with this angle. Breathe heavily. Yes, son. I can feel you twitching. Are you close? Yeah, I'm very close. I'm gonna come. We don't want to scrape cum off the walls. Come inside of mommy.
Cream pup.
Give me that warm seed. Yes. How I love my little boy toy. We need to find a way to do this more often. Do you concur? Yeah, I do. But where? Give me your number and leave the details to me. I'll come up with something. I do like Jade. Oh, there's Quinn. Rich. Hi, I... Take the bag and leave. Don't sit down. You did not just do that. Is that what I think it is? Put down the bag. I've been doing some thinking. Or mourning. I haven't been myself lately. My grandmother passed away recently. After thinking about it, I don't want it anymore. You're backing out? Here. Is that... I didn't smoke it. You're a fucking moron, Rich. We're in public. No one is looking. You never know who's looking. And the worst ones who may be looking are the ones you don't want to be showing a fucking joint to. We made a deal. Keep the money and the bag. Everything in the bag isn't paid for, Rich. I'll pay you for it. And some extra for your trouble. And that's it? That's it. Fine. We're good? I'm not happy I have to sit on this bag, Rich. Sell it to someone else, or I don't know. Use it. Happy? What the hell happened to your face?
Oh, no.
You should see the other guy. What did you get yourself into? It's nothing. That doesn't look too good. It's just cosmetic and it's healing nicely. The eye still works as it should and I don't feel like I have a concussion. Enough about me, how are you? Me? I'm doing fine. No fisticuffs since you left for college. Sounds like a good thing, but, you know. I miss sparring with you too, Dad. Don't just stand out here. Come on in, I bought a cake. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Graham. Happy birthday to you. Nicely sung. Knock it off. You know I hate singing. Happy birthday, son. 19. The year that brings, well, basically not a lot left to bring until you're 21, I guess. In fact, I can't come up with a single thing that changes when you turn 19. Last year as a teenager. There you go, that's a good one. And unless you live to be 113, it's the truth. Here you go, from me to you. Well, wouldn't you be like a centenarian teen? Centenarian teenager?
Centurion?
No, centenarian. That's people that live over 100.
Yeah.
That live to 100. You didn't have to. It's not much. New sparring gloves? I thought your old ones were a bit worn out. It was about time, no. It really was. Thanks a lot, Dad. You're welcome. Here. Go ahead. Read it. It's very hard to read. I don't understand it. It's just a bunch of paragraphs. Yeah, it's a lot of Lego mumbo jumbo. Do you know what it means? Son, your mother didn't have a will. Someone her age rarely does. You don't expect the worst to happen that early on in life. She barely had any assets. She had some, but the wealth is her father's. When someone dies, their belongings are divided among their family. In Lynette's case, those are her parents and her next of kin. That's you. Nothing for you? No, we were never married. Either way, if you look in that envelope, there's a check. $5,000? Yeah, it's not much. It's more than I've ever had. Of course. Sorry, I'm being ungrateful. Also, along with this letter came a package. Here. These are her things. Yeah. I can tell. You can? I looked through some of the boxes in the attic when I was a kid. I found more of her clothes there. It's totally her style. So this is what? My inheritance? Some money and some old clothes, that's it? Your grandfather was dead set on helping us. I'm sure you've gotten less than what you should have. Why am I getting this now? I don't have an answer to that. What am I supposed to do with this? Hey, what's this? It's one of her diaries. Lynette loved to write, but she would never show me what she wrote. It was her personal space. This is Mom's diary? I can't read this. It feels so weird. You don't have to read it, son. You do what you wish with that book and the rest of those things. Whatever you choose, know that I support you. As I see it, it can be a way to form a stronger bond to her and provide answers for what I couldn't tell you with my stories. It's red, her favorite color. I'll have to think about it. Absolutely, it's your call. I'm sorry, Dad, don't be. I know it's a rough day for you. I wish I could hold it together for one damn year. But this day signifies both the best and the worst day of my life. And that box. Clears throat. Son, have some more cake. I will. It's very good. So that's why you got that jacket? Exactly. It's like a uniform for the frat. It's very colorful. I like it. I should go so I don't miss my train. I wish work days went by this fast. Thank you for the cake, the gift, and the box. Can I leave it here? If that's what you want, I'll keep it here for you. Be careful with that check. Make sure you deposit it. I will, and maybe I'll take the diary with me. But I can't promise that I'll read it. I understand. I'll see what I can do about that scrap material. I love you, son. I love you too, Dad. You're the best. I've missed you. You'll come visit soon enough again. I'm happy to see that you're enjoying college. Why am I scared of opening it? It's just words on paper. And maybe a picture or two. I don't even know when she wrote it. Maybe it's from when she was a kid. It could all be nonsense. Mom, I only knew you through my dad's stories. What if you're different? What if I want to know more about you and this doesn't give me the answers? Just open it, dude. One page. Read one page and then see if you feel different. Dear Diary, you're new, but to me, you're still you. I'm Lynette. Nice to meet you. You're my seventh one, and I promise that I will fill you with less drama and keep your pages free from salty tears. You're part of my anthology now. Don't feel any pressure from that. I'm the only one who will read you after all. You came to me on my 18th birthday through a sweet woman named Marion. What am I writing? You already know her. That wasn't so bad. She had beautiful handwriting. I didn't get that from her. 18th birthday. She's a grown-up. Could this be your last diary? Dear Diary, I haven't written you for a few days since I've been sad and I promise not to fill you with drama, as you know. Screw it. You need to know me for me. Dad told me that we have to move later this month and I don't want to leave. It's too out of the blue. My friends live here and soon I won't. And I'll be leaving. For what? A stinking hotel? Dad showed me pictures of it and it wasn't even big enough to be called a house, let alone a hotel. Yuck! I'm gonna miss Miranda and Viv so much. We were going to see Wings on of a Butterfly when it premiered. And what about all of our summer plans? Gah! I want to scream into a pillow right now. I hate this so much, and I hate Dad for making me move. Okay, I take that back. I don't hate him. But is it too much for him to ask me when I feel what I feel about things before he decides my future? What? That page went by fast. Mom had a bit of a temper, but I understand her. Being forced to move away, I'd hate that too. Wings of a Butterfly? I've never heard of that movie. Just one more page. Dear Diary, I'm doing it. I'm running away. Miranda said I could stay with her family. The tricky part would be hiding it from Dad. And when Em's parents find out, they might be a problem too. Shoot, I didn't think this one through. L. Oh, L is what she's saying, not ugh. Acting on impulse. Haha, yeah, I recognize that. Dear Diary, bring clothes, makeup, wallet, phone, charger, family albums, diaries. Don't forget to add to the list before Monday. L. Is she planning to run away? Dear Diary, I did it. I'm writing in you in silence, so don't make too much noise, haha. Em had a brilliant idea the other day. They have a guest house on their lot that no one uses. It's gonna be a new home. It's gonna be our new home for a while. I left a note so they don't come looking for me. It's hard to say goodbye, but we'll meet again. I just can't come with them. I'll miss them. L. I knew it. I knew I would end up having more questions than answers from reading this. I'll stop for now. Funny how it only took a couple of pages for me to come around. Look at how many pages this diary has. It makes me want to skip ahead and breeze through it, just to see what's to come. But on the other hand, the longer I wait to read it, the longer relationship I'll have with her. I never thought a diary would make me feel this way. What a great birthday gift. Are you ready? No, I don't think I'll ever be ready for something like this. You know we've got this. You brought your phone? Yeah, I have it. It's just... anything involving Quinn is risky. I feel uneasy. Yeah, but we're not breaking any rule. We should do it fast.
It's cocaine.
Yeah. Door knocking, of course. And... hi, we want to complete our scavenger hunt. Can we come in? We have some proof to show our mother. What a cool list. Come in. Huh? Don't tell me a fuse is blown. Why is it so dark? Hello, where's the light switch? Anyone? Surprise! Happy birthday, motherfucker. Haha, what? You didn't? Beer.
What you didn't.
He's like, what? You didn't. Yeah, yeah.
What you didn't?
What? You didn't?
It's all about time.
Yeah. Thanks. That's not how I recall it. I heard you and you got it all wrong. That time was her idea, not mine. I remember you talking me into it. I'm not saying I didn't do that, but she was the horny one. She came up to me and said, hey, Leon, why haven't you swiped up on me on Swiper? And I was like, I didn't see you on there. But you did. Yeah, of course I did. I couldn't have swiped down faster. Did you see her pictures? In one of them, she was still standing next to Daw. Haha, did you read her bio? Something about yourself. Haha! Yeah, hey, you do get that, right?
What?
Oh, it says in the bio, it says, write something about yourself. So she literally wrote something about yourself.
Oh, okay.
That's actually pretty fucking clever. Ha ha ha. Yeah, so she asked me if I wanted to skip a few steps ahead and repeat history. And hey, I was drunk and I was horny. Don't point fingers at me. Most of you've already been there. I can't deny that I've taken a few trips there myself. She's kind of hot. That's what I'm trying to say. She's borderline hot. And when you traverse that line between bangable or not, all it takes is a few beers to tip you over. Judgment goes flying out that window, only to return the next day. He's right. That's how most walks of shame happen. This is the guy version of it. But you still haven't explained the threesome. Eh, it was just fun to do. What? I did it for you. I thought she wouldn't bang you unless I joined. Hmm? Did I say that? You fucking asshole. Ha 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 ha. So you've all been with her? Have we? I think I've lost track. I know I have. I was her first target. Hell, I didn't even know who she was, nor that I was a target. It was during spring break at the beach. That was so stupid. I kept finding sand in my asshole for a week after that. Yet I was the one who got shit for banging her. I did her after you. I knew very well she was dating. Didn't even need alcohol to do it. Hey, Vinny was before you. Haha, right, he was. In the hot pool, right? Yeah, I don't care how many times they've changed that water. I'm not taking a swim in there anytime soon. Too much history in that pool to keep my genitals safe. It's like swimming in gum. That's gross. Swimming in F, babies? Even worse. If I had a uterus, I'd get pregnant from swimming there. That's what I'm trying to say. So that's Rusty, Vinny, Tommy, me, Jamie, Leon. Oh yeah, John Boy. Yeah, me and Alina wanted a third. And Alina and Arieth are pretty tight. Before I knew it, Arieth was on my cock as Alina was riding my face. Haha, nice. That leaves Derek, Nick, and Grim. Actually, just Derek and Grim. Haha, this is news. A few weeks ago, she got to me. Took her long enough. There's some cream left in the medicine cabinet. Cream for what? Cream for your cock. She's a walking seafood buffet. What? Crabs, dude. Scratchy cock? Then you caught it too. Yikes. Anything to confess, Derek? Yes, that I dodged a venereal bullet. What about you, Grim? Yeah, that my cock is squeaky clean and that it will stay that way. Give it time. You'll be one of us one day. I really don't think so. Brothers, the dick evaluation didn't end as we expected. I know it sucks, but we're all right here now, and I'd say our mood is perfect for it. We crowned Grim as the winning dick of Hell Week, and it's time for him to receive his prize. A 1-year VIP pass to the Pink Rose. Congratulations. Whoa, what's that? The VIP room is a magical place, but it's expensive as hell. It's like if they remove the security guards and the girls go the extra mile to please you. I'll make sure to pay Stanley for it soon.
Except.
Use the money for the mansion. I want to use the money for the mansion, dude.
Yeah, go ahead and do that.
This is what you were saving money for? I can't accept this. Sure you can, it was earmarked. Things change. I'd much rather see you spend that money on fixing the mansion and getting me a lap dance. You're forfeiting the prize? Yeah, I appreciate it, but it's not as important compared to all of this right now. If you're sure, then so be it. You just saved us $10. Received $10. Strippers cost that much? Holy fuck, I'm in the wrong profession.
$10?
You're not in any profession.
I wouldn't touch the girls that cost $10.
In this game, money goes a long way. Man, and now I have
this must be from the 20s. If the 20s were now.
But now I have a backup plan.
Here's a shiny nickel. Oh, how fast can she get on your cock?
Yeah. Time for D-Boy to beef up those titties. Brother, we got you something. You didn't have to do that. You threw me a party. No way. I notice your current one isn't that new. No, it's an old and cheap one. Then you'll enjoy the crap out of this one. It should be a huge lift for you. Thank you so much. Let it charge fully before you use it. You'll have to install it from scratch, too. Yeah, there's no rush, but man, this makes me excited. What the fuck is that? Fucking hell, that scared the shit out of me. I knew I did a shit job tightening those screws back in the days. Well, here's to doing another shit job again tomorrow. And happy birthday to Dick, Grim. To huge Dick Grim.
Happy birthday to Dick Grim. What? Or we can do happy birthday, you Dick Grim.
Yeah. Cheers. That was so nice of them, my first surprise.
Or if you're at a pride parade, happy birthday, Dick.
And a new phone. It's so shiny. And that money, $5,000. Oh, yeah. It's not enough to make big changes in my life, but it would definitely help. What am I going to do with it? I can think about that tomorrow. I'm happy things are turning around for the better.
Oh, yeah.
Wondered
somebody was walking by.
Friday and no classes. It's like a dream come true. But I should study and work on the mansion. Okay, I have a lot to do, even if I'm free. Complete the task in the task app. Your dick score was updated. Gotta talk to a bunch of people and call a bunch of people. Happy birthday, Grim. I wish you a nice year to come. Jill gave me your number. I hope you don't mind. Thanks. How did you know? Or thanks, I wish that too.
What? What did she say? Happy birthday, I wish. Nice year to come. Gave me your number. Hope you don't mind. How did you know?
I stumbled upon it on Rooster. Cool, I appreciate it. Right? It should be.
Yeah.
Did you want to work extra at the library? I noticed you didn't put the books back, so I wasn't sure. That was hard to do, though.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, that's extra money.
Works for me. Drop by when you get free time. I saw your birthday was yesterday. Happy birthday. I hope it was a good one. Thanks, Josie. That's all you can say there. Happy birthday, Grim. Thanks, Maya. That's pretty much what I'd say in real life. Hey. What's up? How are you? Fine. How about you? Small talk and you. That's a new thing. Forget it. No, I'm not fishing for something. I guess what I want to say is thanks.
You're welcome. For...
Oh, great. Oh, you meant what happened last time. Duh, you never called or something, so I wanted to say it. So you don't do sleepovers, but you expect guys to call the next day? Or cool anytime?
Cool anytime.
If you, like, need something from me, let me know. Likewise. Great. Perfect. See ya. Yeah, you gotta be, like, professional. I'm not gonna just go. I don't know how many. Massive dick, 20 points. Okay. Failed one class. Perfect class. No money.
I don't know what class we failed. Let's see.
Today we're celebrating the day Tremolo had a wet vagina around his neck. Happy birthday, brother. Happy birthday. Happy 19th. Happy birthday from the Hots. You gotta like everything. Like in real life, a wet vagina
That's
around his
I
neck, so it wasn't last weekend. Happy birthday. Congratulations and yet another thanks to your group of friends for the game. I haven't stopped thinking about how much fun it was. It's your birthday? Why didn't you tell us? Happy birthday. Oh, happy birthday. Thanks, bro, and thanks to everyone else. Man, I got a birthday coming up, so I'm going to have to do all this again. Perv boys growing up. Grats. Hope you enjoy that phone. What a lucky girl.
Okay, this is the mom she's talking about.
Okay, there wasn't much on Rooster. Bob's funny. We don't need that. I don't go through all those. I don't see anything else, though.
What's the, task?
I don't see anything. Oh! Oh, yeah, you have to call Sage, but not now.
Okay.
Not doing shuffle. Tarp isn't pretty, but it does the job. It's not as cold in here anymore. Of course, I'd rather have windows. That's my motivation right there. Oh, hold on. Not just a bed frame. The place needs more furniture as well. Let me go back. I like that mattress. It's soft. I'll have to get a bed frame somehow.
Yeah.
Not just a bed frame. This place needs more furniture as well. I've been in a situation like that.
Yeah.
Surprisingly, everything in here wasn't damaged. I'll have to sort the things I salvaged later. I can use some of it for myself and maybe sell or donate the rest. One of the next steps is to fix the walls in here. Oh, that's just to switch your music out. Okay.
I saw there's other buttons. I don't know if it's on updated versions or not.
Oh, here we go. There's no... No, this is the... We just haven't gotten those yet.
Oh, yeah.
We'll just go through each one. Where's Derek? He was pretty drunk last night, so you never know with him. Oh, what's that? To-do list. Warren's sister, Christine, Olivia, deceased, Miss Deborah. Warren's mom, Becky, not interested. Really tall girl, Lynn, Kathy, Ashley. Menopause, Jade. Arieth, Krabs, Kamala, Brown Boobs, Neil, Claire, Kylie, and Penny. This must be his to-do list. Some names are crossed off. We got a few. I'd say he fucked the ones crossed off, but my dad's on this list, and I'm sure that's just for laughs. Did he fuck Ashley? I think he would have mentioned that to me. I gotta say, it's a pretty impressive list, but I don't recognize all the names on it. It's interesting that we can go back to it. You'd think that you'd just be able to take those off, because they don't look like they're spray painted on. They look like somebody put a sticker on there.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's weird. Oh, I'm not going through all that. Clicky, clicky, clicky. What's that? I thought that would be fixed by now. Jacob's room. Well, we probably gotta talk to Jacob, so. Bro, I've meant to thank you for that pep talk. I got my inspiration back. I'm happy to hear it. I've been thinking of a way to thank you. Would you want to draw someone for you? Someone like anyone? Yeah, totally. Sure, that sounds cool. Go ahead. Awesome, so what'd you like to see? I'll have to charge you for the material, but it's not that expensive. You can order more than one if you'd like.
Oh,
these are the...
Wonder how much they are.
Oh, cool. We got the waifu versions, everybody. There's waifu versions of every character. We would like Jill. But we don't have any money. Got episode 5 lewd scene. Okay. So that's the different
one. How did we got $5,000, but no money?
I know. Kathy. Isabella. Yeah. That. There's so many. Jade.
I'm gonna have to find some free time to free roam and build
Josie,
your money
all
up.
The waifu versions of all the characters. Sage. I mean, we can't show much, but I mean, Riona, of course. Quinn. So, yeah, you guys want the waifu version. They almost kind of look like the starlets in a way, because they have, like, the more natural look. I like that. So, I'm actually kind of digging these. These are cool. We'll get them. Lily? There we go. Yeah. These are nice. I'm glad that they have these versions. I look forward to painting it again. You know, after the room's clean. I can't paint when it looks like this. Maybe I should have the Dicks work on his room so he can start painting. Oh, wow. So, basically, we got to get this guy's room fixed. And then he can start doing the waifu versions of the characters.
Yeah.
Which is cool. Okay, so what's next? Jacob's room. Nope, we already went to Jacob's room, of course. Jamie's room. Like, there's really not any... Morning, Jam Jam. Thanks for last night. Hey, Grim. Hey, don't call me Jam Jam. I hate it. Come on, it's a fun nickname. Not for me. It makes me feel like I'm a little boy. Well, your handle on Rooster is Dick Jam, so... Anyway, up early? Yeah, I've had some trouble sleeping lately. I don't know why. That hard work, maybe? Yeah, that's probably it. What about you? I thought you had the day off. Why aren't you sleeping? I have no classes, but I wouldn't call it a day off. I'm going to study and work for a bit. Speaking of work, did you hear about the Pink Rose? You mean the job Tommy is getting us? Yeah, amazing, huh? Sounds great. I'll need to hear the real offer before I know for sure. I'm happy you're excited. It's weird, I hated the thought of having to work and study at once. But this week has been fun. I've learned a lot about all this and myself. Self-improvement is pretty cool. Once the place is back in shape, I hope everyone would feel the way you're feeling. Okay. John Boy's room. He's asleep. Alright, well, he's asleep. Leon's room. Yikes, his room hasn't seen any progress. Maybe we should have the dicks focus on helping him clean. It's hard. Jamie's room. No, we went to Jamie's room already. John Boy's room looks a little better. A little better. I don't know if it's... Main party room looks a lot better. Let's see what it is.
Indeed.
Oh, look at that.
She's got a couple of them.
Those are really lifelike. Like, those are more lifelike than no, like that side. Not yet, I still have some tasks to do. Nick's room. Sometimes you just, you just find, yeah, let's go back. Nope, that's, okay, that's dude's room. I know what, his room is the next one over. It's in this one. Morning. Hey, didn't hear you enter. Studying? Yeah, cramming some notes for a test. Keep at it, I don't want to disturb you. Don't worry, this is me in a nutshell, overstudying even though I know it by heart. I wouldn't mind if that rubbed off on me. Give it time, it takes at least a year to find the way that works for you. You're not in high school anymore, and there's a big gap between how you have to handle your studies. Dude, your room. What about it? It's so clean. Yeah, I was lucky. They barely touched it. I managed to clean it in a few hours. Congratulations. Thanks. Don't tell the others, though. That it's clean? Yeah, I don't want to rub it in, especially to Jacob. Yeah, it's horrible what they did to his drawings. Yeah, I gave him a gift card to the art store he loves. I hope it gets him going again. That's nice of you. What else have you been up to? Not much. Studying and working at the mansion like most of us. I've been cleaning Tommy's room. It's pretty filthy. I'll let you get back to your book. Good luck with that test. Thanks, brother. Okay.
I wonder if you could open his drawer and get a ring or something.
We'll check it. I just remembered there's something I'm supposed to do, too. Completely forgot. It's very important. And I will do it as soon as we get done with this, which is just a few minutes from now. Just remind me that I gotta pay someone. Yeah. Yeah, cause if not, I'm gonna forget and I'm gonna feel terrible. Next room. Nothing here. No, yeah, nothing here. Nothing here, guys. So we're almost done. Tommy's room. It was supposed to be a little cleaner, but I mean, I sent some people out to clean it. I guess they didn't do a very good job.
Time to dial them out, you'll know which ones to hit.
Yeah. The place is a total mess. I could spend more time cleaning here. Or maybe I can clean somewhere else. Okay, let's do it. That'll do for now. Progress made on Upper Area 2 task. Not yet, I still have some tasks to do. Talk to Rusty and call Sage. Looking good? It's hard to tell when most rooms are a mess, but I see progress. I'm about to update the board. Yeah, go ahead. I'll check on it later. I heard you're going out with Tommy tonight. Yeah, he wanted to make up for Hell Week. Yeah, I heard that too. The strategy seems to work with him. You know, waiting for him to come around. Yeah, sorry. You've seen a lot of bad sides to him. Enough to scare some people off. But I'm telling you, he's a good dude with a short fuse. I hope you'll end up seeing that in the long run. It's the first time I heard someone describe him that way. I'll have to take your word for it, because it doesn't match a lot of what I've seen this far. Yeah, well, you had fun at the Pink Rose with him. I did? I think so. It's a shame you blacked out or you would have remembered. Not like anything you say when you're that drunk matters. Anyway, have fun tonight. Not yet. I still have some tasks to do.
Are you talking about paying someone in real life or paying someone on the game?
I have to pay someone in real life.
Oh, okay.
Hello? Sage? Yeah. It doesn't sound like Sage. I'm sick. Uh-oh. Sorry to hear that. I wanted to check if we could get together today, but you should rest. Yeah, I'm not even feeling well enough to host the hot ritual tonight. It sucks big time. Well, I have you. Since you wanted to see me, maybe it's selfish to ask, but could you drop by? I could use some help. Of course, I'll be over in a bit. Thanks.
I'm pregnant. Punch me in the stomach as hard as Roe versus Wade got over there.
The guys are doing a great job. I like that they do more than what I ask of them, but they still need my direction. Let's see how we're doing. Okay. Man, we got all... Okay. Alright, here we go. No, hold on. Yeah, we'll just do that. We're gonna save for the windows.
A pink rose visit? $5?
Yeah. All right, so we're looking at
Jacob's room makes the hit.
Well,
I think he probably should have picked the.
No, he had 50 on, he had 42 on that.
Oh, okay.
Wow. This is a badass song. I'd have to get the whole record from this dude. That was good. And I'm a music guy. That's what I did for years. They changed the song. It's too late now.
Yeah.
But that was pretty good right there. That, yeah, I was.
Didn't get it in time.
That's fine. I was digging. If it comes on again, we'll check it. But that was pretty good. A lot of good music in this game.
Oh yeah.
He got he got the money to hire licensed artists. Like, he bought these songs. I don't even know how much they were.
Worth it.
Let's see, 33. I want Tommy to clean Tommy's room.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't even been in the laundry room. And No, we're gonna have him clean it.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not worried about that.
Highways.
A what?
Well, I didn't say it.
Oh, no, those are water bugs.
Nah.
That's a water bug. We have water bugs. Yeah, we got bad water bugs. They are awful. Let's see. Task? I don't know. I'm trying to figure out. I need somebody to clean that right hallway up.
Yeah.
Two guys on that right hallway.
Maybe the bathroom.
Yeah. We need to have some people get money. Don't worry about the bathroom later. I'm gonna go get money. We got guys on money, we got, okay, we're gonna do it. Alright. Let's see how we're doing. Leon Grimm? Yeah? You got a visitor. Jill? Wow. Look at you. I saw that your birthday was yesterday. Yeah, it was. I wish I had known, but that's why I came today. I hope you're free. I planned something.
Ooh.
You did? That was fast. It's not much, but... Anyway, are you free? I told Sage I'd come take care of her. Fuck. Now I feel bad. Who am I gonna let down?
Go with Jill.
Go with Jill. Yeah, but I need to write a text before we leave. Whoa, nice car. Is it yours? Thank you. Yes, it is. Get in. We're not going too far, but far enough that we can't walk there. Are you ready to go? I don't know anything about cars, but this is the nicest one I've been in. I was in a sports car the other day, but this is something else. Yes, it's very nice. Wow, it has air conditioning? Most cars have that these days. Yeah, you're right. I'm just amazed by everything. The seat is so soft. Yeah, it's pretty soft. What's that smell? Leather? Yeah, leather. You have great taste. It was a gift for my 18th birthday. Wow, you got a car for your 18th birthday? Yeah, not to sound unappreciative, but I didn't wish for it. I would never wish for something like this. Oh, you wanted another car? No, that's not what I meant. I meant that I don't wish for luxury, but that won't stop my parents. I'm a bit embarrassed by it, but sometimes it's nice to have a car. You shouldn't feel embarrassed about it. So how was your birthday? It was, great. I went home to see my dad, had some cake, got a gift, went back to the Dicks, and they threw me a surprise party. And they gave me this new phone. I couldn't believe them. That's nice. Did you bring it? No, it has been charging overnight, and I have to install apps on it and all that. It can wait. And what about your dad? How is he? He's fine. He got off work early for me. We spent some time catching up. That sounds nice. I'm happy for you. Birthdays are fun. You don't think so? I'd rather not talk about it. Okay. Not that I don't mind sharing, but it would ruin the mood. Oh. If that's the case, it's fine. But you remember how our tennis date started, right? We turned that around. Can I keep it brief? You don't ask any questions? Deal. I don't enjoy my birthday that much because it's connected to what happened to my mom. And my dad is always bummed out, even though he tries the best to hide it. When I was younger, it didn't bother me as much because I got gifts. But in recent years, I see my birthday as a yearly reminder of something horrible that happened. And seeing my dad sad every year, I kind of feel like I'm the reason for it. I never told my dad how I feel, and I've come to terms with it. But there you have it. So what are we going to do today? What? Oh no, I shouldn't have told you that. That's so sad. No, it's fine. I know I'm stupid for thinking what I told you. I'm stupid for telling you. I don't think you'd care this much. Why wouldn't I care about that? I care about you. Crap, I can't drive like this. I'm so sorry. I'm a moron. No, you're not a moron. That shows me more of who you are. But I wasn't expecting your answer to be this sad. You're not responsible for what happened. How could you be? I know. And I know my dad doesn't blame me. My mind just goes places sometimes. Your mom wouldn't want you to think this way. Probably not. The birthday was a bit more sensitive for my dad than usual. That's why my head is where it's at today. I got my inheritance from mom yesterday. You did? Yeah, I wasn't expecting it. It was $5,000 in a box of her belongings. I think it came from my grandfather. We're not on speaking terms. My dad got emotional from seeing her clothes. Of course. I got my inheritance from my sister in a similar way. There are those weird state laws for how that works. For me, it was part of her life insurance put into a trust fund. My parents already gave me some of her belongings before that. There's no point in waiting to give me something that just had sentimental value. I see. Then in my case, it must have been away from my grandfather to spite us further by keeping that from me. Because I got my mom's diary in that box. I've only read a couple of pages of it, but it's already brought me a lot of joy. Well, I'm really opening up here. I'm sorry. Don't ever be sorry for that. Ever. Okay. Hey. Yeah? Want to drive the nicest car you've ever been in? Can I? Shotgun.
Crash. No.
Home is with you wherever that may be. Okay. Nice car.
Nice car.
Really nice
car. I mean, it's no Nissan Sentra. 2017, you're welcome. Yeah.
We're here. I have no clue where that we're here is. Here is where we will have your birthday picnic. A picnic? What a surprise. First things first, what ice cream do you want? Ice cream? Yes, there's a parlor over there. It's a popular spot for hiking and swimming. It's the end of the season, but they're still open. There's a lot of flavors to choose from. I'll be boring and have a vanilla one. Make that two vanilla and some whipped cream on mine. You've no money.
Oh.
It's on me. Thank you for the ice cream. Are we going to the lake? We could, but there's another spot I want to show you. I can carry that basket for you. It's not heavy. You bought me ice cream and arranged this. Let me do something. It's over this fence. Okay. And we are going to end it right here. I know that's thing. You guys are upset, but that's time.
Gonna be on the next
one. And we'll have the next one, and you guys will get to see it. I know y'all want it. Date with Jill. It's coming. All right, guys. This is the Grimlord, and I'm out of here for Grimm's Adult Games Corner with Being a Dick.